No, I'm very happy today because it's raining. I'm very happy because many people are coming back and getting happy and becoming more real and finding more peace and more clarity in their life. So I'm very happy with the results. And many times it is like this. We are getting finished with the retreat, and now I feel like you start getting ready to sit with me. After all that work, and all you had so much struggles, and fighting your own mind, and all these projections, and now you're going, why are you going now? Can't we just go on? Like fatigued said, they go on and on and on. So it gave me an idea, maybe one day we don't stop, we just go on and on and on and on. Beloved, thank you for bringing me to the doorstep of life. Today is the first day in my new life. There is already peace, love and silence in the house, now life, and to feel even deeper in myself, in soul, is the next step. Up till now, since I came here in 2005, I have been full of knowledge only, mostly spiritual things. For some reason, I taught them to be what I am, since they always has been there. So I have only lived through that old knowledge. But by emptying myself, I had come to see that it's only something that is there. But I myself am not that knowledge, that mind. Wow, I would like to explore myself and not experience mine. That means that I have a new menu now. It consists of only raw food, raw feelings, raw rivers of tears, raw laughter, raw words, and raw meetings with people. I want to explore all these beautiful things that make me alive. Now, into the depths of myself. Maybe I have looked arrogant to all you people. I apologize for that. But it has been an innocent arrogance, a cover for shyness. I am in fact a very shy and fragile being, silent by nature, but I do not want to be here, be anywhere else in the world, but here, with beloved Swaha and the Sangha. I feel so at home here. So, I will join the full program next retreat to explore and feel my own being and not experience through the old mind. I have some problems with the body, but will do as much as possible. I only wish that I had started before, while I still had money to go to Brazil and join retreats. But I can't regret now. I hope I can make friends with you all in a new way, and a new start together with you, beloved Swaha, at your feet, Swamini. That's what I say. I'm very happy that you start fresh, new. That you all are start seeing, feeling, reflecting, becoming more real, becoming more truthful, becoming more feeling, becoming more clear. Because you can start if you don't start where you are. That's the first. You say you came 2005. I have been full of knowledge only, mostly spiritual things. Yeah, that's the pity with all these spiritual people. They're no fun. I work hard to make you unspiritual and just natural. And then, if you are natural, how can you not be spiritual? That is your core. Otherwise, it's just an idea. Then you have to behave spiritual, talk spiritual. Just nonsense. So now it's time, Swamini, that you see this now. For some reason, I taught them to be what I am, since they always have been that. I have lived only through that old knowledge. And old knowledge is old. Only the new is new. Only the now is now. And it's raining. And it's a little more chilly than yesterday. But that's fine. Because we're still here, even though it's 2012. And you, many times, you were writing about the past. Because mind is always the old. That is the disease of the mind. Wow, I like to explore myself and not experience mind. That's the whole thing I'm making available here, that you can explore yourself in all different ways, in all different colors, so you function harmoniously, that you don't have any side that you are afraid and you have to protect, and you have to behave in certain ways. No, you know, and you feel safe with all of it. That's when there is peace in the house. Yeah, you have to be raw. First, to get rid of the old, you need to tear it down. Then you have to be raw then. And you have to feel that rawness when you are naked again. Only then can you build something up consciously. Not the past, that is the mind. It's all old, safe, dead, carrying all those ideas, what you have. A real master has to destroy the whole past. If there is understanding, it will go. By your own understanding, nobody knows how long that will take. But seems like now is the time that this is dawning. You have a new menu, consists of raw food, raw feelings, raw rivers of tears, raw laughter, raw words, raw meetings with people. I want to explore. That's good. Come out. It's safe to be dead, and it's very dangerous to be alive. Very dangerous. Anything can happen when you are alive. But then you feel very alive also then. You have to be alive. A sannyasin is someone who is alive, who takes the challenge to be alive. To be courageous enough. To be wild. Not to be safe and dead and boring. But are available for the new. You have to risk. It's absolutely important to be able to risk. Risk all. And the more you risk, the more you gain. Risk everything, everything is gained. Risk nothing, nothing is gained. Like that. So then, if you have found something that is worth risking for, then risk all. Why hold back then? If you haven't found, then of course, weigh for and against. Think, dwell on the past, old experiences. But if you really want to jump in the river now. I want to explore all these beautiful things that makes me alive. Yes. That is what is available here. Maybe I have looked arrogant to all of you people. I apologize for that. That's good. Because the mind is always arrogant. And arrogant because it already knows, thinks it knows. It knows everything. That is how it is to be arrogant. You know everything. That means you're stagnant. And when you're stagnant, you don't move. You know already. That's the worst. You have nothing more to learn. You're not flowing. You have to be open for the new. But that is very scary, because then you start shivering, you don't know anything. That is the courage, that is the risk. And that can only happen when you feel safe, when you feel accepted, when you feel loved. Then this courage comes by itself. Otherwise it's almost impossible. So, if you are still holding back in your little caves, come forth. The sun is shining, or at least it's raining. I apologize for that arrogance, but it has been an innocent arrogance and cover of shyness. I'm in fact very shy and fragile being. Silent by nature. Everybody is silent by nature. If they come to that nature, everybody is shy. That is how humans are. Because humans are very sensitive. So it's very good now that this comes up. Because all these years you've been writing me a lot. One day you're enlightened, then you're not enlightened, then you're full of judgments, then you're beyond everything, then is this, then is that. Then you're going to leave forever. Then you want to sit at my feet forever. Then you're so grateful. Then it's this. No, start. Yes, good. So, Hari Om. But I do not want to be anywhere else in the world but here with the beloved Swaha and the Sangha. I feel at home here. Yes. That's good, but you have to really settle in this home then and open up. That is the only way, because many people are just sitting on the fence. Then it's nice. Nice show that is happening, but be involved in the show. That is much more fun. Even if you don't know, you know, you don't know your act yet, that just relax. That comes by itself. Everything is happening perfectly. So I will join the full program next retreat to explore and feel my own being and not experience through the old mind. Yes, I have some problems with the body. Who does not? Welcome to the human experience. I have some problems with the body. Everybody has a problem with the body. Get used to it. But I will do as much as possible. That is the only thing. Nobody ask for more. Be sensitive. Just don't cheat yourself. Many people I see in the beginning dynamic of when they come, oh, I'm fainting. Oh, I can't breathe. Of course you can't breathe. You've never been breathing your whole life. Your lungs is like this. Open them up and you will promise you can breathe. Oh, I can't walk so fast. No, because you haven't used your legs. I can't laugh. Then try. Everything, I have to start from the beginning. Yes. Little. No, I can't. See, have a little compassion on me. I'm doing my best and you're still sitting on the fence. No, look after a while how easy you laugh. And some people, they come first and still maybe some people, they laugh. Oh, and I don't know. I don't know how to walk. I don't know how to laugh. I don't know how to cry. I don't know how to feel. I don't know anything. Okay, get used to it. Get involved. That's the only way. I only wish that I had started before while I still had money to go to Brazil and join the retreat. Don't worry about that. Now it's now. Who knows what will happen? But I can't regret now. I hope I can make friends with you all in a new way and a new start together with you, beloveds. For very good. You see, I'm happy. It's working. You know, the mind is always restless and always moving and always chaotic, always insecure, always hiding, always changing. But your being, your heart, always steady, unchanging, steady, like the mountain, peaceful, one. The mind is always split. And that's what I'm looking for. You have to come. Then I know you are there. Otherwise, one day you're up, next day you're down. One day you're light, next day you want to leave. One day you want to give satsang. One day you're just a fool. It's like that. Oh my God. One last to look at, and that is doing this. And the mind is so shallow that it only knows language. only talking. That's why people are so interested in gossip and talking, because this is the only thing they understand. They are the most shallow people. What does the neighbor do? What does the girlfriend do? Da 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 da, ba 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 ba, ba 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 ba. Nobody is looking at themselves. Just some gossip. You have to learn the language of nature, of your own being. Just listening to the rain. That's what I'm doing here. Bringing you slowly, tricking you to come back. And then you realize, oh, this was good. No, I feel peace. No, I don't need to do anything. I can just listen to the rain and be happy, content. Looking at the sunset, how beautiful. Communicating with outer worlds, feeling. Feeling the cold water in the river. Listening to the bird song. Then for that you don't need any mind, but you are totally alert, totally available to the now. Then something else is transmitted in that silence. Then you don't need to talk, just a look and you will understand. Just a touch and you will feel something. In the East, they have very famous three monkeys. Because monkeys are monkeys, no? And they say the monkey mind. Why monkey mind? Because the monkey, have you seen a monkey? Just, no. The monkey always is restless, running around, jumping, doing some monkey business. And that is the mind. That the wise people always said, the mind, your mind is just like a monkey. You can never sit still. He's always something, doing something naughty. And they have this picture of three monkeys. One is holding the eyes. One is holding the ears. And one is holding the mouth. And that's so beautiful, because that what you have to teach your monkey mind. Come back. Don't go out looking, looking, looking. What is happening? What is happening? No. Be quiet. Don't get disturbed by anything. Whatever people say, whatever people mean. Go in. Feel yourself. And for God's sake, don't say anything. Because your mouth should really look like an alligator, how much you talk. Just be quiet. Let everything relax down to the natural size. From that big mouth, just let it relax. Eyes, ears, mouth. Monkey. Shut up the monkey. And you will be very happy. But this is not a serious place. For God's sake, because you are serious enough like it is. Good luck to quieten your monkeys, and may everyone find peace and be raw from now on. Let everything relax. Just feeling the breath and the sound of the rain. And say goodbye to the monkey mind. No, you want peace. beloved Master, my shining light, my findings, a huge wall of shame, built for the shame of actually having a heart. A deep penetration happened, and right in the middle of shame, I found you, surprise, relief, surrender. How sweet. Gratitude. Tears and tears and tears. Yes. It is true, Poonam. We have shame of just having a heart, of just being alive. But now you've seen that, and we have freed you from that, that it's okay to have a heart and to be alive. And you say you somehow give away your breath to Pawan when he is having nights of horror. Having been together so long has made us feel so in tune to each other that even in the sleep I do this sometimes, as if I could lift his burden with my breath. Could you please speak on the topic of how to be with someone else's pain without losing yourself at any level? Very difficult, because to really be with someone means that you're opening up. Then you will feel whatever that person is going through. That is what love is. You just open. So that's why people should be conscious. The higher you go, the more responsibility to take care. It can't only be one way, it has to be both ways. So it becomes more a balance. Of course, the more and more in tune also you are just available. And that is what love is. You feel the pain, but it doesn't stick to you. It goes through. But it can be very tiring sometimes. To support people through their pain, through their growth. Very tiring sometimes. The only thing that makes my life worth living is to stand up for myself, for you, for my heart, and to serve love with every thought, every movement, every word, every action. Please, please keep watering this plant, beloved, because she has an unquenchable thirst for what you share. I have so much to learn. Thank you for all you are. But that is the thing to be, when you are together, then now also Pawan is also getting more and more sensitive, more and more beautiful. Then is to take care of each other. Becoming more and more sensitive, open. Because only then, when you know you can trust, the love is there, can you really be open? And in that loving, there is caring. But it has to really make a beautiful flower, it has to be total from both sides. Thank you for all you are. You are the pilot of my flight. Speaking of that brings us to the next part. That brings us to Swaha's Tantric Airlines, part of the existential group. Our motto, your blissfulness is our business. Fly high with us. No return flights. And no complaints. And no refunds. Our motto is the customer is always wrong. Realize this and be happy. Beloved passengers, on behalf of Tantric Airways, Captain Vasant Maharaj Swahaji and his crew welcome you on board this cosmic cruiser. Born to absolutely nowhere. Our flying time is estimated to last an eternity. So just relax. Sit back. And we will be traveling at the speed of light. This flight has four stages. Five stages. One, taking off. Two, going definitely higher. Some bumpy passages and rough areas can be expected. Four, leaving the aircraft to see if you can make it on your own. And about 10,000 meters, we will drop all luggage. To be able to go beyond. And we will go beyond. Fasten seatbelts. That is just in the beginning so you feel safe. Taking off, going definitely higher, some bumpy passages and rough areas will be felt. Leaving the aircraft to see if you can make it on your own. And 10,000 feet, we drop all luggage to be able to go even higher. Please check so your seatbelt is unbuckled. Or even better, completely gone. This is a non-smoking flight. Should smoke start coming out of the ears of your neighbor, just please ignore it. Should smoke start coming out of your own ears, please ignore that too. Stay put. And get used to it. If the pressure rises in the cabin, you will probably levitate. Please note that we have removed the doors to the toilet so you can hide anywhere. For you who are traveling in the weightless compartment, please use the vacuum cleaner in the toilet. Otherwise, you will find yourself in the middle of all your shit. The The food on this flight is mostly vegetarian. That means a big cup of nothing and a side salad with an occasional beetle in it. There are no life vests under your seat. Or there is not any safety instruction either in the pocket in front of you. Get used to it. Actually, there are no pockets in the front of you either. You can choose to keep your eyes open or closed, but in case of an emergency, landing in the water, please remember that the drop dissolves easily into the ocean. So, relax. In case of fire on board on the airplane, those of you who did and know well going up in flames meditation, you know the drill. The rest of you, good luck, you are fucked. Captain Swahar leaves absolutely no guarantees that we will make it to whatever place we are going in whatever time or anything at all. But enjoy the ride, and please don't be serious. We thank you all to choose this tantric cosmic airways, and we hope we never see you again. You are still here. So may everybody be well gone. Gati gati par gati par sam gati bodhi swaha. Adios. No, we're not finished yet. Strange things comes up in the silence, you say, Poonam. Yeah, I can see. That's how it is to be in silence. Then the energy has to go somewhere. But you can get used to that also. And when there is no need for anything to be said or written or done, then that energy can move more freely to bring you higher insight. That is what the Kundalini rising is. When there is absolutely no impulse to escape out in whatever way, then all that energy will rise inner. Beloved Master, the silence has been so beautiful and so very strong. I feel I have really remembered my true self in my heart. This connection is still fragile as the mind tries to interfere, but awareness is slowly happening more and more, and with it comes peace. The only way to find peace, Rai, is with awareness. You cannot make peace, but by becoming aware, peace comes. True strong memories I have from childhood have come up, and I would like to share them. When I was very young, maybe 4 or 5, I knew who my real self was. I knew that I was vast, limited consciousness. Then I would ask myself, how did I get here? How did my vastness become this tiny human body? And why this particular body and not any other body? I was curious as to how it happened, and I remember finding the answer. For me, it seemed the movement of conception was the key. My other memory was being around the same age, being at the beach with my parents. One moment I was happily playing beside them, and the next moment I was walking along the beach a long way from them, with no memory of how I got there. This second memory reminds me of how my mind can sneak up and take me away from the moment. I suddenly find myself in some mind fantasy, and I have to bring myself back. Thank you for being the light that guides me, the sun that shines its warm rays on my delicate heart, the touchstone I come back to again and again to find shelter from the storms. With eternal gratitude at your feet, Rai. As you go deeper in meditation and yourself, then all these things will come up. And whatever you're supposed to remember will come. There's nothing to do. Everything will happen organically. That's what Jesus means when he said only children can enter into my kingdom of God. No? Because their innocence, that unpolluted, innocent mind, only that can see the mystery. And not only see it, but enjoy it. Beloved Master, this retreat has been the most outstanding experiences of my life. So many insights, it seems like it was planned specially for me. That's how it is, Mahendra. And it happens to a lot of people, so a lot of energy gets released. Because the strongest that happens in your life. And it can only happen when you're ready for it. You saying being in the washing machine for the moldy clothes and then the no mind earthquake and going on through this. And it is shocking to see an entire life go by in identification with the collection of lies and phoniness. Even more shocking it is to see for an identity in an illusory entity in which always searching for facts that happen, so it can claim its authorships. It is so staggering to realize that we are hypnotized to such a degree that we exchange the present moment for the ideas from the past. I have read many times about this, but this truth has become my concrete experience here. It is shocking. That's why people doesn't want truth. They want lies. And we are fed lies from we are very little. It's so stupid that any awareness, you will see that this is embarrassing for the human race, this so-called civilization. So it is very shocking. It's always been shocking, but now more than ever, because it's never been so many lies. It is lies that rules. It is the dreams, the illusions that rules. Is not the real. The real is forgotten. That's why the real is shocking, the truth is shocking. You have to be shocked out from your sleep. And here I do it in a very beautiful way. Otherwise, people will run away. It became clear that the very idea of me feeds this vicious circle and fuels the ghost that vampirized the being. Maybe if this discovery had happened in some other place, there would be a big chance it would become a depression, but not in the garden of my master. Yeah, because it's shocking, then it could go into depression. You have to go higher. Because first it's shocking to see the truth. Then you have to integrate it. And the only way you integrate it and go beyond it is to understand it. And that you are more than that. You are more than everything you thought about yourself. Or, in fact, you are nobody. Then who can shock you? So it's true. If this discovery had happened in some other place, there would be a big chance it would become a depression. Just more and more trust is coming. And all the answers that the mind was searching for were being transformed into the real taste. But of course, such an old ego does not surrender so easily. No, that's what I always remind you. Now when you have an insight how it is to be free, be on guard, be steady, be devoted, be total. Otherwise, very easy you will be shook up, you will lose the balance again because of this old habit, this old ego that does not surrender so easily. And in this realization, I start to see more clearly the greatness of my master. The closer you are, the more unpolluted you are, the more clear you are, the more peaceful, the more real you are, the more you will see the Master. Otherwise, just projections. Because you live in projection, live in mind, that what can you see? How can you see the Master? He's beyond that. So only by you becoming real, then more clearly I see the greatness of my Master. I feel so small compared to this presence full of light, the size of the universe. All the darkness comes up, and devotion happens naturally. That is, the intelligent man, he surrenders. He see, how can I fight this whole universe, this vast universe? Why be an outsider? Why not melt? That is surrender. Then you become friends with the universe. And with this devotion, a love I never experienced before. And it deepens the silence. Love for my Master and also for each person in this Buddha field. I feel like hugging all the blissful brothers of this journey. And in this play, I feel a profound respect and gratitude. I have never been so far away from my ordinary home or country, and exactly here is where I found my true home. Isn't life a mystery? And that is how humans are in a nutshell. They think, I have that home, I belong to that country, to that religion. They have no clue, just ideas. Just past. You had to come here to find this real home. Because home is where the heart is. I spend my birthday here, different from all our birthday, in silence. In the silent sitting, I had the greatest gift of all, my Master's presence in it. Instead of the traditional boring cake with all the little candles had to be blown up and happy birthday, I was the one that got blown out by this beautiful sun. Isn't it great to see things as they are? Then who needs the birthday cake? Who needs that? When, as you say, the disciple is ready, the Master comes. How fortunate I am for having such a beautiful Master who takes me in such a relaxed and beautiful way, from love to awareness, like a sweet melody. The only wish my heart have is to come closer and closer to this fire, my only chance for freedom. I bow down at your feet. Deep love, devotion, gratitude, Mahendra. Happy birthday. Everybody, if you have birthday or not, happy birthday. Who cares? Just happy birthday. Or happy day. And thank God it's raining. So if you have any dust left over, it will wash it away. Can't we just relax now? Just relax and go on and on and on and on. Just go on and on. Just relax and go on. Just here, just now.